Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
The Drex Radio Show is next with Drex. I'm John Lobertini, KGO Radio News.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. Well, people, where did we leave off?
Border.
Yes.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime.
It was the Trumpy dance.
And some, I assume, are good people.
Nothing's
all right,
changed.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the presidential style that you're used to. My hair's funny, but you're made of money, see? And my show was the best on TV, let me tell you. My
all of a sudden,
words may repel you.
My vision
again. For America to sell you. Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trumpty, pronounced with a umpty. Illegals, oh, how I like to thump thee. And to all the other candidates, please allow me to bump thee. I build a wall, y'all, to control immigration. Stop rapists from invading our nation. I'm the best. Don't think you can beat me. And if you don't agree, you can open up and eat me. I'm sick with this. I'm just talking smack. Sometimes
right,
I sound
enough?
Ridiculous.
Okay.
My plan and execution is meticulous.
Thank you very much.
You're fired.
It's ubiquitous. I'm pushy. My eyebrows are bushy. My supermodel wife has got a nice tushy. I'm a freak.
What? You weren't going to let it finish? People miss that.
I know. That was in the power rotation.
It still is.
Is
he's still a thing.
I know. That's one of the things that hasn't changed. And all of a sudden, it's like the shower scene. I'm back.
Oh, my God.
The shower scene, of course, is from Dallas. Was it Bobby died?
Bobby died, yeah.
And then Pamela was taking the shower. And
I know.
And it's Dallas. Dallas, the TV
I do not know this
you
reference.
You absolutely do know.
Oh, come on.
How could you? Know.
Come on. You're not that far behind. Okay, so I'm back, but I have a girdle on.
You know what? I saw your Drex showed me his girdle today. He
I actually
pulled
have
his dress
outside.
Up and said, look at my girdle.
Right. It's Fleet Week. I'm ready, guys. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. So I guess I have some explaining to do.
Yes, you
do. I did promise.
Group hug.
Yeah, I did promise, my significant other. She said, for God's sakes, do me one favor. Don't be showing everybody your scar, your wound, and don't wear that damn girdle outside of your...
Rule one sure. and two broken.
Right.
Well, you know what? You can do that, and we'll wear our underwear on the outside of our pants.
My
it'll
girdle
be perfect.
Keeps popping, though. Yeah. All right.
Well, back to reality here from 7 to 10.
Exactly. Except we got a late start tonight. But first of all, a couple things I want to do. I want to sincerely thank Pat Thurston for sitting in. She was fantastic. Love her. Consummate professional. And, I don't know where we'd be without her, so I truly
And she bought
do.
Coffee 3 days a week, too, so that was cool.
Oh, and dinner.
Well, I hope you guys didn't get too used to that.
Kind of did. You're going to have to up the ante here.
All right. And second of all, what do we have? I hear a phone call.
We have a surprise guest.
Oh, we do.
What's he doing up this late?
A surprise guest.
It sounds,
the excitement of it all.
It sounds like the Hall of Famer winner, Ron Owens.
There you go.
Congratulations. Well, thank you, Ron. It's just an honor to have you on.
Well, I feel good because I feel good that you beat me. I mean, I was out for about 3.5 weeks. You just left me in the shadows.
Yep, 2 months. Well, I was in the hospital for almost three. And
3 months? Oh, God. Which
two
hospital?
Months. Two. At Alda Bates Medical Center over in Oakland. Yeah.
They treated you well?
They did. They saved my life, and I'm very thankful to them. I had a perforated duodenal, and basically, for those of you who don't know what that is, my stomach decided to divorce my small intestine, and so it did. And I was more
really?
Full of, I was more full of crap than I usually am.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy getting back on the saddle, isn't it?
Is it? We need to ask you because you're the pro at
it. Yeah. Well, you tell me.
Oh, it's easy. It was 2.5 months. Your disease. No, it was 3.5 weeks. And then that was part one of the surgery. And then I had some problems in between. I suggest if you're getting this deep brain stimulation thing and you have Parkinson's and you get the holes drilled and all that, it's really not a great idea to come home and trip down the stairs and slam into the door. It's not a great idea. So that delayed stuff. But the 22nd, they'll hopefully put it in and I'll be, what do they say, 5 to 10 years. It'll take 5 to 10 years off of you. So to quote my older daughter, so we'll party like it's 2005.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And you're going back several years. And here I am. I've got the figure of my, former 25, 30-year-old self, but I can't take my shirt off. So, Speedos are out for Fleet Week.
You can't take your shirt off. Why can't you take your shirt off?
Because I look like Frankenstein. I was filleted from top till bottom. Yeah, top to bottom,
Ron. Oh, you
should
see me. I'd go one-on-one with you on that one.
Really?
I'll beat you on the arms, I'll tell you that. I have more stuff stuck in there than I can imagine.
Oh, goodness. Well, and so you have to go out again, right? So you're going to be out for a few weeks.
Oh, no. The other one, it's like a one-hour deal. I'll be out for day. Well, 2 days. The day it happens and the day after, and then that's it.
Well, once they took the 20... Yes, go ahead.
No, it's tough. We're talking over each other. That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, once they removed the 21 staples twice, I developed an incisional hernia. Turns out that's wrapping around my pancreas. We got rid of the I got rid of the gallbladder. If you see that running around over in the East Bay, that belongs to me, and I'd like it back. Thank you. So they had to get rid of that. So I've got an incisional hernia, and I've got to go in and have that taken care of in 6 weeks or so.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, listening to this and listening to what I'm saying,
I know.
You got to make you Jewish and live in Miami Beach, and we could just go, you wouldn't believe that. You think that's something.
Hey,
yeah, what they did to me.
Damn, all I need is that gallbladder.
Hey, I tell you, the gallbladder, they took it from me. I had it on the street, holding it in. I had some scotch tape, and the next thing you know, boom, is gone.
And thank God for Heather. I have to tell you, at least I'm regulating my own gas now. I've got that down.
Hey, there was an article in the paper last week. They fired a guy for farting too much.
I saw that. And the guy was from Pennsylvania. Yeah. So he's got a hell of a lawsuit there. I don't think that one's going to fly.
It's a medical condition, right? I mean,
we had gastric bypass.
Yeah, but there's something about a fart. The attendant enjoyed irritating others with it, too.
Well,
it
was embarrassing.
To be that genre.
Aren't you from Pennsylvania, Drex?
I am. So, it nailed home. Because I was going through the same thing. I was begging the surgeon to come back the week of the 21st, and she just wasn't having it. She says, you're not going to spill your guts out on my time because I'm responsible. But I was going through that, the whole thing where they, they changed the plumbing up and around. So I was warning Heather. I said, you don't want me to come back right now because it would be a bad idea.
And I told him,
what would they be doing if you came back right now?
I'd be in that lawsuit with that guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, that would be good.
Yeah.
I guess I bet you I know a couple of attorneys that would probably take that case, too.
Oh, wait, could I get
you got
a settlement?
Len Phillips' number there?
I'll jot it down.
You get 10% of it. You get 10% of it. That's
I'll take
the way it.
It
works.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Ron, it's wonderful to talk to you. And by the way, I meant what I said at the beginning of our conversation. Congratulations on winning the Hall of Fame. You so much deserve it. I've been a fan of yours, and this is really strange, I want you to know this, and I sincerely mean it. One of the things that happened when I almost didn't make it, I thought, wow, isn't this really strange how life happens while you're busy being a bad boy? I come out of it, I'm in an intensive care. I thought, this is really bizarre. 30 years ago, I started my career in the Bay Area, and now I'm probably going to end it. So at least I'm ending it on my own terms, yes, at this point. And I always listened to you, and I wanted to be on KGO.
Right.
And I thought that when I was working for the rock station that was KGO back in 1984, and I used to listen to you all the time, and I always thought to myself, oh, my God, if I could ever be on the same radio station as Ron Owens, that will be the pinnacle of my career and my success. So I mean
that's the pinnacle, huh?
Yes, honest to God. So
all right.
I mean that.
I'm delighted. No, I love hearing that. You know that.
Oh, for sure.
I need to get my ego a little bigger.
You're the best, Ron.
And they couldn't do that. They just couldn't do that for me. I mean, I asked, but they can't give you everything. Hey, listen, just remember, have fun with the people, enjoy the callers, enjoy chatting with Heather and Lobo and all that, and remember the key word, don't forget it, sincerity.
Aww. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a great rest of the evening. And isn't it time for you to go to bed? I did your show for 25 years, so it's time to go to bed at 8.
Did those hours. He doesn't get up that early.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go on at 6.
Now we have both our stars back at KGO. Stars with scars.
Stars with scars. Well put. All right, folks, we got to take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.